Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean.
Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Adrian. You're an honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Margaret Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you all good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and miry clay. On this morning, as we come boldly before the throne of God, recognizing who he is, our deity, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Father, understanding that it was him who touched us with his finger of love and woke us up to a new day's journey. Oh, come, let us bow down before the throne of God this morning and give him the honor, give him the praise, give him the glory, and give him the thanks. As we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. Thank God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith, on this Wednesday morning. First of all, I'd like to give honor to Jesus Christ, who is truly the head of my life. And I would like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I would like to give honor to Apostle Spencer. I would like to give honor to First Lady Letitia Spencer. And to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, and everyone in ADM ministry, and to everyone that's tuned in all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more on a blessed Wednesday morning, God. Just giving you the honor and the praise. God, we thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, giving us another day of life in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you how you just shielded us all last night as we slept, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah this morning, God. We pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you saturate the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning for life, health, and strength, God, for the activities in our bodies, God. We thank you, God, this morning, because we realize, God, somebody laying down this morning on a bed of confliction can't even move. So we thank you, hallelujah, God, even for the every step that we make, God. We thank you for the breath that we breathe, realizing it's all come from you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for the eyesight that we have, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for your daily bread this morning, God. God, we pray, God, if we did anything, it's not like you, God. We come to the repentance room, God. Forgive us for all sins, God, for the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Regulate our minds this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to focus on you, God, like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It's been in wondering minds this morning, God. We plead the blood over our wondering minds, God. Thank you, Lord, for a new mind in you, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, for a still mind in you, God. Thank you for the peace out of Oshanda that you have placed down and deep side in our spirit, God. Thank you this morning, God, Robo Shea, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God, this morning, God. We thank you for your deliverance power this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, in spite of all, God. Thank you for another day's journey, God, because somebody's journey is all over. They had the opportunity of a Sunday, oh, to praise you, to magnify you, God, of a Sunday. They had the opportunity to receive your salvation and your Holy Spirit, God, of a Sunday. Oh, but they didn't, God. So today, God, let us make our mind up. Let us have a mind in you, giving you all that we have in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God, for every minister that it is, female and male, God. We pray, God, that you constantly, how do I stand now? Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. We realize, God, that we need your service, God, to spread your gospel, how do I stand now? Sit at the table, God, all of our Sunday, to be taught of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your keeping power, God. You have kept us, all of our Sunday. Oh, yes, you have, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we didn't throw in the towel, God. We thank you for stretching us more and more, God. We thank you, God, for making us up. For breaking us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every child that it is this morning once again, God. We ask that you keep our kids covered in the blood of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you come to it. God, almost shut out of yes, Lord. Keep them in the mighty way, God. Oh, God, we thank you for saving them and filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Chill and protect them, God, in the going and the coming, God. Give them traveling mercy two and four. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for all things. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our spouse this morning to you. God, continue to do a great work in them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Raise them up, God, to be strong women and men in you, God. That take a stand no matter what. Let them begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. Walking through the house, God, and calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, the Lamb of the blood of the Lamb. God, we thank you this morning, God, for your salvation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the one, little boy, God, is not saved, God. I pray this morning, little boy, shake, God, touch in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that they can make an intelligent decision, little boy, shake, God. It is time for everyone to make an intelligent decision. Oh, God, this morning, little boy, Sunday, let us all begin to bow down and worship God in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to call on the name of Jesus, because that's the only thing that's going to help us in these last and evil days. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, we pray, God, this morning, if there's any attitudes, oh, we dismiss it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, because no weapon formed against us can't prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up the nation to you, Hallelujah, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you have your way. Come in, Lord, yes, Lord. Have your way, God. We thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. When you breathe on us, Oh, we were so obedient, God. We begin to rise, out of our bed, God, and begin to thanking you, for all things, God. Begin to worship and pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep us behind the veil, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us stay up, God. Don't let us come down, no matter what the circumstances are. Oh, God, let us realize the battle is not ours, God, but it's yours. We thank you for fighting the battle. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for raising strong warriors up in you, God. They won't settle for the last for the Sunday. Won't bow down. Come out of us, Sunday. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, we thank you for the stirring up in our spirit, God. We thank you, Lord, God. We thank you for staying focused on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In spite of all, God, we'll rise this morning and give you all the glory of our Sunday. Because all of it is due to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, this morning, Lord, God. I pray, God, that you lift up heads that's bowed down, that you lift up Shanna. I pray, God, to encourage somebody that is about to give up, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning that you speak to their heart. Don't throw in the towel. Oh, God, we thank you for that you turn and fire you up, God. We realize it's testing time, God. Oh, God, let us go through her like never before, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. I ask that you touch every elderly person this morning, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hold them in your arm, God. Shield them and protect them, God. The one in the nursery home, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give them somebody, God, that have patience and love in you, God. God, to take care of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Especially your angels all around me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, God. We lift up the Maria people, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that you don't make no mistake. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. But I pray, God, that you give them strength to go through their Maria time. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, God. Hey, glory be to God. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Whatever you call us, come forth, God. Let us come forth out of our son now without complaining and murmuring, God. Let us know that the most shut now. Yes, Lord, this morning, that you, Lord, all by yourself, all of our son now. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, let somebody know you, whatever they need you to be, huh? In the name of Jesus, I don't know about you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let your people know today, God. Just be still, oh, yes, Lord, and see the salvation of the Lord. They kind of know how. God, I pray, God. Don't let your people move too fast, God. Let them motivate us, and oh, yes, lead them and guide them in the path of righteousness. For the name's sake, God, we thank you this morning, Roboche, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you all the glory this morning, God. Touch the laptop, telephone, God, computer this morning, God. In the name of this, Roboche, God, let somebody's ears begin to be open that they can, Roboche, hear you, God. Let somebody hear you this morning, God. And let them begin to say, yes, Lord, God, Roboche. Yes, to your perfect will, God. Not my will, Lord, about tonight, but your will be done in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, Lord, about shit. Go, how we love you, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord, about shit, God, with our heart and mind and soul, God, this morning, God. Yes, we do, God. I say hallelujah in the house. No matter what we got to go through, let us say hallelujah in the house. set a praise day upon our lips, Lord, on our Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the food that you prepared on our table this morning, God. If it had not been for you, it wouldn't have been possible, God. Oh, but how we thank you this morning, God, with everything that we have within us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord of the Most High, God, that you let us sit at the table that is spreading, God, and the feast is going on. That we'll be able to eat, share your word like never before, God, and chew it on it and digest it, God. We thank you, God, that you begin to let us pull on tough meat, God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for the tough meat this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning, my Heavenly Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and bless internationally, bless in the name of
Jesus. God.
Now, we turn this portion of the broadcast over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, and God bless you, Pastor.
God bless. Hey, God bless. Yes, Jesus.
God bless you. Amen. God bless all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we know we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in him. I just want to give God honor, and we just want to bless his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I just, my God, I just thank God for what he is doing and what he is up to. Amen. I love to celebrate God before he must finish his plan or before the manifestation, he must come in the midst of it, because at the end of the day, you just go ahead and count it, rejoice. You got to know within your spirit where you're heading. Amen. You know within yourself what path and what direction that God is leading. So I just thank God for what he is doing, and I just bless his holy name. And I just think of his goodness, my God, that he is doing it right now. And, you know, we just send a shout out to our families and friends, my God, in international countries. It's always a blessing, my God, to get them with us and let them dwell and they come in around the table and commune. It's always a blessing. So I just thank God for them, my God, and to keep standing strong with us. And we just keep encouraging you to keep pushing, keep pushing. Even our families and friends here in United States of America, we thank God for each and every one of you as well. It's always a blessing, my God, to come on and just dwell within us and dwell with us. Amen. Because God is a good God. Amen. And I just thank God, my God Almighty, for our families and friends at ADM. But last but not least, I thank God for my First Lady. Amen. Lakeisha Spencer. We thank God for you all, families and friends. And I just want to this morning, my God, for you to be just begin to reflect, amen, begin to do self-evaluation, amen, and just begin to put your mind on the things that God has set for you, amen. Put your mind on the things that you want. You already know that God is going to do, amen. You already know that what God done said it, what God said in your life is going to come to pass. And I want you to begin to put your mind on that, amen. We got to reposition our minds and our mind thoughts, especially in the morning. Very important in the morning. Amen. The enemy always trying to influence and put some things, my God, right there at the beginning of the day, just trying to plan your direction. But how many of you know that the enemy is a liar? Because we as children and childs of God, we are up and demanding, my God, what God has for us in this now time, in this now time. And I know that many of you in this now time that you got, my God, tremendous things that you hoping and believe in God for. And I just know if you just stay in the press, you're going to be continue to receive and continue to enhance what God has for you. And I just want to worship him this morning and just tell God thank you. And I just want to bless his holy name, because it's very, my God, when you begin to get information from God, you begin to wear the favor of God on you. Amen. Some of us, sometimes we, my God, we misquote certain things, and because of what people don't explain and how it don't look like unto us, my God, sometimes we'll look at favor as favor something that somebody finna give us, something that somebody is blessing us with. No, you gotta look at favor as God favors upon you. He's giving you information, he's giving you instruction. One thing about God, he just don't release it to any and everybody. Scripture he must there, don't give which that is holy unto the dogs, amen. He just don't give you in and everything because he just feel like giving it to you, amen. It's got to be something special about you. It's got to be something that you are doing right. If God's going to put the right peoples in your life, if God's going to give you the right word for right now, amen, you could have been down, you could have anything, my God, today, but God giving you the right word, he giving you the right things for your life. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that's enough to rejoice about. And that's just a word and a testimony and something to encourage somebody. If they think that God done forgot about you, if you think that, hey, God, my life is all jacked up, it's all messed up, let me tell you something. If you're listening to the sound of our voice, your life is not jacked up, it's not messed up, because God is positioning you around individuals that are going to be able to pour into you. Guess what? You got the favor of God on your life. So your mind well rejoices, amen. You might as well go ahead and give God his thing and go ahead and magnify his holy name. Father, we thank you as we come to the table this morning. We're going to rejoice within you, and we're going to rejoice always. God, we ask you that in anything that is inside of us that is preventing us from rejoicing within you, God, regardless if it's our own self thought, regardless if it's issues and different things that are coming up and blocking our praise, regardless of whatever it is, God, we just want to rejoice and we just want to thank you, God. Sometimes we be selfish with our rejoicing. Sometimes we be stubborn with our rejoicing. Sometimes we allow issues and the cares of this world and problems and circumstances to overwhelm us, for we cannot rejoice. Even the scripture tell us, rejoice always. God, we shall rejoice within you. We're going to give you thanks, amen, because that's the ultimate goal. That is the ultimate, oh my God, praise and giving thanks unto you. Therefore, God, we give thanks unto you this morning, because sometimes we allow the cares of this world to go before us, and we just forget to just say thank you. Even our thank you, sometimes it sounds suspicious, my God. Suspicious, like we really don't care. We really not really grateful. We really not thankful. We just saying it as a figure of speech, or we just going through the motion. God, whatever it is, we just want to give you the pureness of us. We just want to say thank you, God, for everything that you done done, everything that you got planned, everything you have in our midst. We just want to say thank you, God. Even if I could take that philosophy and contest off the table and just put on the table, God, just for you being who you are, just for you just being God, we just say thank you, just for you in our past, keeping us covered, keeping us sealed, keeping us protected, when we just didn't know what we know right now. We just say thank you, God, for who you are. And all things, we're going to give thanks unto you. And this morning, God, we're going to command our morning by giving thanks unto you. We're going to give you thanks, God, regardless of what it looks like in our finances, in our home, in the economics of our life. We're going to give you thanks, God, that everything is already in the plans with you. My God, regardless of how difficult decisions may be, how difficult moves may be, how difficult I got to walk may be, how difficult I need to get up and go to the job may be, God, I'm going to give you things, because I know through all things, everything work together for is good. As long as we stay inside of you, I know that everything is going to work out for is good. For our soul this morning, we want to say yes unto you, God, and we're going to give you you to pray. God, don't allow Holy Ghost, don't allow, I thank you and I praise my God, be suspicious into the heavenly realm. We don't want to raise no suspicion, but we want God to accept every praise that we give him, because every praise that we're giving unto God is genuine and it is pure. It don't have no suspicion as mine and my God, because we need God to do something, because we need God to move, because we want God to bless, because we want God to open up door. We are not going to allow our praise to be that suspicious. We just want our praise to say, God, I thank you. I just love you so much. I just thank you, God. Everything that you done laid, everything that you done done, a matter of fact, how you just hold us at night, we just want to say thank you. How you've been a friend to us when we need a friend, we just want to say thank you, God. How you've been a mother to us when we needed a mother on our side, we just want to say thank you. How you've been a father to us because we were fatherless, we want to say thank you. Is there anybody this morning? Got to thank you in your mouth. Got to thank you in your spirit. I just want to say thank you, God. Even though the cabinets might not look right and the cabinets might look funny, we don't know how in the world, my God Almighty, things are going to be brought forth this morning. But God, all we know, we're going to give you the things. Let everything that has brought forth, we're going to give you the praise, God. And in 2019, as we close out this year, anything that sounds suspicious, look suspicious, walk suspicious, not with our enemies, because our enemies is doing what they are trying to do, not with the devil, because the devil is doing what he is trying to do, not with demonic spirits, because demonic spirits are doing what they are trying to do, but within us, God, that is holding us back and preventing us, by God, for getting our blessings, for thriving within the spirit, for excelling within you, God. We ask you right now, God, go ahead and deal with whatever looks suspicious, whatever sounds suspicious, because we want to give you nothing but pureness, nothing but pureness that come out of us, God. For our soul say yes, we say yes, and God, we ask you to search every area in our hearts and in our minds, question all that is not like you, God, because as you begin to bless us, and as our money don't be acting funny no more, and everything just turned all around. We don't want to come with a puffed up chest. We don't want to come with a high ego. We don't want to come in like we got it going on. Because one thing we know, if it had not been for God on our side, my money would not be turned around. It would still be acting funny, God. If it had not been for you on our side, my life would still be jacked up. We would still messed up. We probably should have figured it out how you're going to work it out. But because you've been on our side, God, we just say thank you. Because you've been on our side, we give you the glory. Forever we will stay humbleness. We will stay submitted unto you, God. Crush every pride, God, that is trying to exalt itself. We don't need it no more, God, because it is a blessing blocker. It is a blessing stopper. And we want to give you the praise. If anybody this morning got a praise that you want to give God. You want to give God the praise. So when praise is going up, something's going to get ready to happen as it's getting ready to come down. We'll give you the praise, God. We'll praise you on our job. We'll praise you in our car. We'll praise you in our home. We praise you in our spirit. We praise you in our secret place. We just give you the praise. And we bless your holy name. Help us, God. As you helping us, God, we can begin to, my God Almighty, understand and how to articulate to help somebody else. We give you the glory this morning. Is there anybody this morning, my God Almighty, give God the glory and give God the praise. I prophesize right now in the name of Jesus under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I see somebody finna go to the doctor, and the doctor finna give you a report that things is changing, that things is looking for the good. And I just want to tell you, when you give that report, you go ahead and give God a praise. You go ahead and give God a glory. Can I prophesize to somebody this morning? God says you're going to go to court and you're going to think you're going to go one way. But God says it's going to go a whole different way. You just give God praise because God says, I hear the Spirit of God says, in this time, in this season, my daughters and my sons, I'm causing you to be a believer. I'm causing you to walk into some strange places. I'm causing you to go through some wilderness experience. For you need to know that I am your way maker. I am your provider. I am God that I say I am. And I will make every city, every creature pay straight. I will be your provider. All you got to do is give me the brains and cast your cares unto me. There's a Holy Ghost in a chair we cast upon God right now. Cares of our issues, cares of our problems, cares of decisions, cares of making things that we got to come in agreement with God. We cast it on you right now in the name of Jesus. Forever we say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the morning this morning, we're ready to give God a hallelujah praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we say hallelujah. Until your nose to come down, we say hallelujah, God. Until we see your healing power, we say hallelujah, God. Until we see your bishop in his watching for our good, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you a shelter. In the name of Jesus, we say yes. We say yes. Scooping those scars in the areas where we are weak. Scooping those scars in the area where virtue has to leave out of us. Because we've been fighting this war of faith. We've been pressing God. And sometimes virtue leave out of us. We refreshing our scars in our minds and in our spirits. Give us a reflection in our relationship, in our business, in our careers. Yes, God. Because we got to keep pushing. We got to keep striving. We got to sign in, God, that we got to mentor the kingdom. We say yes, God, to you this morning. We say yes. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to put blinders on. Because we don't need to see our enemies in this time. We need to see God, and we need to see what God is doing. Teach us, God, how to put on blinders, for we won't be distracted by the trickery and the plots of the enemies. God, we say yes. Somebody this morning, I daily give God a yes. Give him a yes.
Lord,
yes. Give him a yes.
Yes.
Father, we say yes. We say yes. We say yes. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that when you begin to speak in the spirit realm, it's going to be a flow, an outpouring just going to come out of you. Because the Holy Ghost is going to begin to make intercession. He's going to begin to make intercession. We cancel out all your human thoughts, all your human feelings, all your human intentions. My God Almighty, and it's only going to be nothing but the Spirit. And you're going to begin to see the power that God has placed inside of each and every one of you. Begin to work in your life. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost just told me, he says, already working. The Holy Ghost said, keep your eyes open for what God is in it. Get ready and already doing in your life. Somebody just need to give God a thank you. Don't allow your minds, don't allow your spirit, don't allow yourself to go into a place where the enemy is just trying to keep you distracted. Because God has got more height, he got more limbs. God is my God Almighty. He's moving you fast. He's moving you in quickly in the spirit. Don't allow. Keep your mind focused on him. Always remember this before I go. The enemy will going to always use something
that is close to you to get to you. Y'all better hear me this morning.
Amen.
He will always use something that you truly care about. You truly got a place in your heart for to get to you. My God Almighty. But tonight, this morning, we cover it with the blood of Jesus. And God, keep us with self-control so we can hold our composure in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
That's the anchor that God is talking about. That's the anchor that the songwriter has an anchor in the Lord. You got an anchor in the Lord. That's when the storm of life, storm of issues, storms of problems may rage in. But because of you, anchor, I will not move. I am unmovable, unshakable, because I'm anchor in the Lord. Father, I thank you in this time, in this season, as we begin to excel within you. Our prayer life is going to change even the more. Our worship going to change even the more. Because there's going to be an outpouring that's going to come out of us. It's going to be a flow that comes up out of us. The words that we're going to say are going to be able to articulate in the Holy Ghost, articulate in the Spirit, quick, fast, in a hurry. In the name of Jesus. Say, so God, let's stay on the wall and keep interceding and praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. We thank God, amen, internationally, nationally, locally, for that prophecy and prophetic word coming from the man of God. And on this morning, just remember, the word of the Lord comes to move you.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
7 p.m. Man. 7 p.m.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So feast around the table of the Lord.
Yes.
Until then, you have a God-less day in the Lord.
Amen.